This is GQDN for Wednesday, July 24th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Get as many as what you want, because they're all really, really delicious stuff. When you do, go to the checkout line, put in the promo code QUEST, so that way you get 25% off of your purchase. You get a lot of energy from it. Yes, you do. Keep you nice and focused. Good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some multiverses news. Sony is testing some features for PlayStation, and Capcom did say why Monster Hunter isn't going to Nintendo. But we begin today with Eurogamer, and Twitch has updated their sexual harassment policy. So, Twitch did update its policy, and they also added a new category to its AutoMod tool. And they did explain themselves in a new blog post. So here's what they said. Quote, "While our policy remains largely unchanged, these updates are designed to make the policy easier to understand. Sexual harassment is never okay or acceptable. It harms our community, can make those targeted feel unsafe and disrespected, and can discourage them and others from participating on Twitch. We want our service to be the best and safest place to stream, and that means drawing clear boundaries around what behaviors are and are not allowed." So here's how they defined their sexual harassment rules. Quote, "We define sexual harassment to encompass non-physical behaviors of sexual nature that cause users to feel uncomfortable, degraded, unsafe, or discouraged from participation. We prohibit unwanted comments, including comments made using emojis, emotes, regarding someone's appearance or body, sexual requests or advances, sexual objectification, and negative statements or attacks related to a person's perceived sexual behaviors or activities, regardless of their gender. We also do not tolerate the recording or sharing of non-consensual intimate images or videos under any circumstances, and may report such content to law enforcement." Now, Eurogamer also did show a picture of the auto mod, and that is in your settings. So you can decide about hostility, discriminations and slurs, and maybe some other stuff there as well. So if you do have Twitch, go check your settings. I know now I'm gonna have to. And by the way, you can find me at Joe Space on Twitch. So what could you stream on Twitch along with other places? Well, before we get to that, Mario and Rabbids Chief has left Ubisoft. That is David Solani, and he has left the company after 25 years. So, here's what he said on Twitter. Quote, "Hi all folks, after 25 years, 11 of which beautifully spent working with Nintendo on Mario and Rabbids, along with the company of our incredible community of players, I have decided to leave Ubisoft to embark on a new adventure. I can't say more now. Thanks a lot for everything, truly." Now, he was a part of the Mario and Rabbids reveal at Ubisoft C3 2017, and we shall also see what he does now. There are a lot of other Twitter posts about this, about him leaving, because he was very much loved at Ubisoft. So we'll see what he does. Now, we do like Humble Bundle. They do give us some good games, but some of the indie developers were blindsided because some of the companies were laying off the employees. This comes to us from GamesRadar.com, and Humble Bundle said that we're going to lay off some people, and that's because the parent company, Ziff Davis, did say that they are restructuring their operations because it was difficult but necessary. And the company did let go of the in-house Humble Games staff. But Humble Bundle is unaffected. But there was a handful of developers who have signed under Humble Games, and they found out about the news via Twitter. and other social media posts. So the co-developer of Unsighted, Tiny Pixel, did get up on X, or get up on Twitter. Yeah, I know, I almost said it. And say, quote, "It sucks that even devs that publish games with Humble are learning this right now with no prior warning. I'm afraid of what this will mean not only for the future of our game, Unsighted, but all games they've published. Who's going to keep the store pages up? We don't know yet. This will have drastic consequences not only for Humble employees, but all the studios that work with them and need the income from the games." Once again, there are more posts about this, but that did happen. Now, we get to Assassin's Creed and the new game Shadows. That drama is still going on because those flags did get to the Japanese government. But VG247 did report that, well, maybe nothing will happen. So here's what Jeffrey J. Hall did say up on Twitter. Quote, "Representative Hamada of the NHK party formally asked Japanese government ministries to comment on Assassin's Creed Shadows. Foreign ministry, it's not our concern. Education ministry canned answer saying games shouldn't violate public order and morals." End quote. So maybe they're at an impasse? We shall see. Now, once again, Capcom did have their quarterly post, and they said via VG247 that Monster Hunter Wilds will be skipping the portable gaming platforms that would include Nintendo Switch. And that is because they have some technical limitations because of the hardware. So once they were asked about this, here's what the response was. Quote, "One concept we've incorporated into this title, aiming to portray the maximum of the world Monster Hunter by utilizing the latest technology to its limit. To that end, the platforms capable of realizing the concept are currently the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Going forward, we will provide more thorough details regarding these concepts and themes when we release information on the game. We hope you look forward to it." Now, BG247 was hopeful about the Switch 2. Maybe the game will go there. But we shall see. Now, if you remember the outage that we had earlier this week, well, Kotaku did say that Helldivers 2 acted like trolls. In fact, they did have a system update. So, here's what they said in the post. Quote, "A cybersecurity software update has caused an unexpected outage for all Destroyer surveillance systems. All personnel are ordered to manually record their own behavior until services are restored. Instructions to service technicians to bring systems back online. Please manually reboot each affected computer 15 times. Yep, that was a troll job. So what did you think about that quote? Let me know at Joe Brums. Trolls being trolls. Now, if you play Overwatch, you might be a little happy about this. GameSpot.com did say that, well, Overwatch will have its first ever mythic weapon skin. And that is the Bound Demon Reinhardt mythic weapon skin. And it was added to the Overwatch 2 in-game mythic shop. So if you play one Reinhardt, ooh, you could have fun with that one. Now you can evolve it, I think, as you play the complete matches. Because the Bound Demon skin has some dynamic reactions to the player's in-game behavior. And it will have three levels of visual effects that can be unlocked through the mythic shards. And that would include the flourishes, some animations that will play while eliminating an enemy, and some other visual effects that will reflect the player's in-game actions. Now, the mythic weapon can be unlocked 50 mythic shards, but the Bound Demon mythic weapon skin is 10 mythic shards. So go have fun with it if you want it. I got two articles here, mainly for content reasons, because Sony is testing some new features on PlayStation 5. Kotaku's got the story and so does TheVerge.com. Right now, PlayStation 5 has been out for 4 years, but there's a new feature that's going into early beta starting tomorrow, and it is the D audio profiles for the headphones and earbuds. Now, here's what PlayStation did say in the blog post. Quote, "For example, your personalized 3D audio profile may enable you to better sense the position of characters and objects in a game world more clearly than before, making the experience more immersive." That was the Vice President of Product Management, Hiromi Iwaki. But that's not the only thing that they're looking at. The remote play settings are also going into testing, and that will help you choose whether or not your friends and family will be able to play on your PlayStation if you want. So if you want to access that, you go to Systems, then go to Remote Play, then you go to Enable Remote Play. And from there you can see who you could toggle on or off on your friends list. Now, there's also a new charging feature for the DualSense wireless controllers, but that will only be available in the latest PlayStation 5 model that was released last year. So if you enable that one, you'll be able to limit the amount of power that is supplied to your controllers while it is in rest mode. So if you like that one, go get it. The update will be going to your PlayStation. Okay, you want something new for your PC? PC Game Zen did say that there's a new Intel gaming CPU, and the CPU-Z showed it. Well, there was a screenshot of the Intel Arrow Lake processor, and it just leaked online, along with maybe a couple stats to it. Maybe, though I don't see any stats for it. Yes, I do. So, what I can tell you is the core speed is about 5,000 megahertz, the multiplier is about 50, and the bus speed is about 100 megahertz. There are some things that are blurred out, but that was a leak, and we'll see if Intel decides to bring that out or not. But that thing could play this game. Kotaku.com did say that multiverses, maybe getting some new characters. Well, of course they are. They're multiverse. This was data mined. And it might be a Barbie world, because some of the stages were based on Barbie and Harry Potter. Well, it might not just be that. There might be some Powder Puff Girls too. We'll see. We shall see. Oh, this should have been in front of the show. My bad. Because GamesRadar.com did say that when the JRPG Legends was complaining about characters just standing there and being like silent, and that was Yuji Horii. He was one of the people that created Dragon Quest. And he's saying that Square Enix devs may be struggling to keep up with some of the advancements in the future, but not in a way that people are expecting, because he says it's about these silent protagonists. And the only reason why he's talking about that, because he had an interview, and that interview was translated by Automation. So, here's what he said in the interview. Quote, "Dragon Quest basically consists of dialogue with townspeople, but very little in the way of narration. The story is created within the dialogue. That's what's fun about it," end quote. So then he transferred his focus to the protagonist, and that's where the players could envision the main character's reactions, how they would want. But he was also saying that the silent protagonists are better suited for the older Dragon Quest games because of the graphics at that time. So here's what he said about that. Quote, "As games' graphics evolve and grow increasingly realistic, if you make a protagonist who just stands there, they will look like an idiot. That's why the type of protagonist featured in Dragon Quest becomes increasingly difficult to depict as games become more realistic." Well, we know that you guys aren't idiots, because if you want a handheld on sale, the MSI Claw PC Gaming Handheld has a massive discount on Amazon. So, here are the four. The MSI Claw A1M 512GB at Amazon was priced at $750. It's down to $600. Now the MSI Claw, well, the same one at Best Buy was at $750, but now it's down to $650. The 1TB Intel Core Ultra 7 processor at Best Buy is at $750, down from $800. And the MSI Claw 512GB Intel Core Ultra 5 processor is at $600. So, that's a good sale. Well, some of them are. I take the Amazon one myself, but that's just me. But I now get to say goodbye to you. This has been a Dawn Porch Production 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, sayonara.